Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Yankee Report with Sweeney is brought to you by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks, online at mynycb.com, by your locally owned and operated Papa John's, the official pizza of the New York Yankees, by Adorama, the official electronic retailer, the New York Yankees Radio Network, and by Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need. Sweeney, how are you?
What's up, Sweeney?
I'm wonderful, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. We're doing all right.
When should a Yankee fan and when should Aaron Boone start to worry about the splits between Sonny Gray throwing to Austin Romine and Sonny Gray throwing to Gary Sanchez?
Yeah, pretty soon. This was the first time he started with Sanchez this year. They talked about how much they worked together in the spring and how well they were working in the spring. You know, it's just the difference between spring training and the regular season. You're trying to do a whole lot more of this. You know, it counts when you're trying to throw breaking balls and there's guys on base on second or on third. And, I think you'll, I don't know if you'll see it become exclusive, because Aaron Boone went to great lengths to tell you that wasn't what they wanted to do. And you're going to find times during the lineup when, you know, during the year, you know, you want to get Stanton and Judge and Sanchez all in the lineup and not have one of them holding up the DH spot, or maybe Stanton is the one in the DH spot and you want a stronger outfield. So, I don't know if it'll get exclusive, but, you know, it's certainly something that if you want the best out of Sonny Gray, you know, you need him comfortable with who's catching.
Yeah, and Sonny Gray has not pitched well against the Red Sox. Is that any concern at all, Sweeney, at this point? I mean, his numbers are terrible against him, and obviously yesterday defense didn't help him, but he wasn't very good yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't go back to think about last year's starts at all. You know, yesterday wasn't very good. That inning snowballed on him. The defense certainly didn't help. The issues with Sanchez. I mean, I think if you want to look at the next time he faces the Red Sox, if you want to make sure Romine's back there, I think that's something. I haven't thought too deeply about lumping all the starts with the Red Sox together yet, though.
We're talking to Sweeney about the Yankees. They lose 2 out of 3. Yesterday was, in a lot of ways, just ugly. You know, the defense was ugly. Tyler Wade made the error. Giancarlo got fooled on the fly ball, whether it was the wind or whatever it was a big play. There were a lot of balls bounced, like you talked about. 3 wild pitch charged to Sonny Gray. The offense did nothing against Rick Porcello. It was just, especially after the win the night before and the fight that we saw, it was just a very blah kind of game if you're a Yankee fan to close this series.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, listening to the people talking on Boston radio, you know, the fight was something that they thought, you know, was terrific and galvanized them. And I kept wondering, did they realize they lost that game? They came back and won the next game. But, you know, but to me, it was, you know, the difference is pitching. You know, the Red Sox, the 2 games they won, terrific pitching. The Yankees scored 1 run off the, you know, off the starters. And if you look at the Yankee starters in that series, they all kind of got knocked around. In some cases, it was 1 inning, but they, you know, they didn't put up the numbers the Red Sox starters did. That's something that you need to obviously get better. It was 1 series. You lose 2 out of 3. You kind of lick your wounds and move on. They need to play better. They looked very bad in many facets. The defense is something that, you know, you'd like to think can be fixed quickly. They cost themselves some runs, but, you know, for the most part, I think we're going to start to look at the Yankees and be capable of being on a roll when you're consistently putting up, you know, the 5, 6, 7 runs that we think they can most nights.
You know, Drury is still out. You got the Wade has not played well. I think we're closing in on Gleyber Torres as far as that Super 2. You think we see him relatively soon, Sweeney?
It has nothing to do with Super 2. It's about getting the 7th year of service time. I don't know how soon we see him. A couple of things on that is, one, Tyler Wade's played 10 games, and as much as they have talked about him all during the winter and during the spring, I think 10 games, it would go against everything the Yankees are saying about what they believe in if they pulled the plug after 10 games. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think third base is a different situation because the guy you put in that starting role got hurt, and Andujar was supposed to start the year in the minors, and he hasn't taken off yet. Now, Torres has played 2 games in a row at third base. I don't have any answers yet. Nobody's been giving me any answers about how often he's going to play there yet. You know, you knew that he was going to find time at all 3 positions, short, second, and third. But if he continues to get time at third base, you know, then they're tipping their hand as to, what kind of a leash Andujar has,
right,
and how soon Torres might be coming up here. That's something to keep your eye on, is how many more games he's getting at third base. I'm not telling you that Wade gets an unlimited look here, but when they profess their confidence in a guy, I don't think 10 games is enough for them to move away from that.
Yeah, I don't know if you're completely right about pulling the plug on Wade this quickly, as bad as he's looked. It may be more so, boy, we can't wait to see Gleyber Torres, because he's off to a great start down in AAA. It's a small sample size, I get it, but he's hitting the cover off the ball. They're playing him everywhere, like you said. So maybe it would be more of, hey, this kid's ready, let's get him up here, more so than saying, hey, Tyler Wade stinks, let's send him to AAA.
I think what is going to bring Gleyber, you're right, what's going to bring Gleyber Torres to the big leagues is he's ready for the big leagues. Not, you know, this guy stinks, we need to get somebody else.
Right.
That's really not how they work.
No, it makes sense, and he's off to a good start. It's weird because you brought up where he's playing. He's a natural shortstop. We all get it. That's how he came up, and he played shortstop most of his minor league career. He is still getting games at shortstop. So it's not as if they've moved him off the position and he's playing third and second. He's playing third and second like he did last year, and last year we viewed him more as a third baseman because of Chase Headley. And Starlin Castro was at second. So I think we always viewed him as, hey, if he gets here, it's a third baseman. Why do they continue to play him at shortstop, considering that's very unlikely to be the place he plays in the short term in the major leagues?
Yeah, I think you always look at a guy that's his natural spot, and you kind of let him, I don't think it's, for him, I don't think they consider it too big a transition to play second and third also. I think the thing with where he's playing too, you kind of move him around, they had options at second and third that and the injury has certainly affected that. Why he's still playing shortstop, I think he's comfortable there, and I think you want to make sure he gets his offensive rhythm going too. He hasn't played a whole lot in the last, remember, he missed all second half last season. I think you want to make sure you get him comfortable, and if you're come to a point where you're committed to a certain spot, then you get him a little bit more reps there. But, I mean, they played a week of games, so I don't think that they wanted to move him off of any one particular spot in that path.
Sween, going into Detroit, the Yankees have a TBD. I think it's for Saturday. Who do you see making that start?
My guess is Luis Sessa. They moved, remember, Sonny Gray into yesterday's game because of Monday's off day. And the injury to CC Sabathia created the opening. So they, rather than going with either Herman or Sessa in the Thursday game at Fenway, they moved Sonny Gray into that spot. Now creates an opening for Saturday. My guess is that Luis Sessa is probably going to take that spot.
No, I mean, it makes the most sense because of the fact that Germán pitched 3 innings last night, but he was pretty good last night. You know, he stabilized the game a little bit. He looked pretty good.
He did, you know, and the game he picked for the day. Before that, he gave up a few runs, but that was against Baltimore. Yeah, Germán definitely did a good job last night and gave the Yankees a chance if they were able to score some runs. They had a chance in the 7th inning when they got the first couple of guys on against Porcello to maybe put a couple of runs on the board there, get him out of the game, but that never materialized. Germán certainly gave him the chance.
Is CC ready to come back?
He's pretty close. He threw 50-something pitches yesterday in a bullpen. He's going to throw another bullpen on Saturday. He seems to believe that if that goes okay, then there shouldn't be any reason that he can't start sometime next week. It'll be up to the Yankees to make that determination. But, yeah, it seems to be, again, something like Aaron Hicks, his DL stint seems to be a short one.
How far is Drury away, Sween?
No idea. I mean, Joe, I think you got to wait to see what's wrong with him before
right,
you start
right.
to figure out how, when when he's going to be able to come back. You know, I don't think the Yankees went into this thinking that it was going to be, I don't think they knew what it was going to be. You know, they're waiting for test results to come back and trying to figure out what's happening here. I think the safe bet is to not think that, you know, you're getting Brandon Drury back next week. You have to figure out what's happening here.
Now, who knows about what happens this weekend? I was looking at the weather in Detroit. It's supposed to rain basically the entire weekend starting tomorrow. But I know they're going to want to get these games in because they only go to Detroit once. But as of now, and this is weird, this is an anomaly, the Yankees starting tomorrow are scheduled to face not one, not two, not three, four consecutive left-handed starting pitchers. And very rarely do you see that kind of run.
It's, and you're right. The weather will do something with that. They'll get two lefties against the Marlins next week. We'll see what happens with, I haven't looked at off days. You know, obviously there are more built into the schedule this year to try and find some mutual day somewhere, which, you know, they did once before a couple of years ago where they had to go into Detroit for one day.
Right.
And make up the Garinda, you know, I think it was, I remember if it was Detroit, but it was somewhere, like Kansas City, Cleveland, one of those central places where you had to go in for one day and make it up. You'll see what the weather does. They obviously want to try to get we've seen them in the early going here play in some, you know, less than ideal conditions to try to get games in. Last night they started in a bunch of rain and then before eventually stopping the fifth, and then it cleared out. You know, we'll see what they get in.
Yeah, talking to Sweeney, Montgomery tonight needs a nice bounce back after the Baltimore game last week. How about him tonight, Sweeney?
He was given five runs in the first and couldn't hold that. They all need, you know, to get some good starts going here. You know, the Yankees got, whether it was one inning like it was with Tanaka the other night or whether it was Sonny Gray yesterday, you got knocked around a little bit by the Red Sox, and the starters haven't gone deep enough. You know, the bullpen's kind of stabilized. It's not as bad as it was that first week. So, there's a lot of things that you just need to start moving in the right direction, the kind of things that get winning streaks together. This is how you win 9 of 11 or 10 of 11, something like that. If you're kind of hit and miss, this is why you're 500 or 100 at this point.
You get the sense, because I don't believe that Hanley was hit on purpose last night, just the nature of the pitch didn't look like that. But do you think that we're going to see some carryover next time the Yankees and Red Sox play second week of May?
I think you're going to see carryover in that anything that gets close, and you're right about the pitch to Hanley, but anything that gets close somebody wants to take objection to, you know, tension's running high. You know, the Yankees and Red Sox are going to play 16 more times, and if these two teams are fighting for the division, there's obviously a lot riding on this. So I don't think you need to think that there's carryover. All it takes is one guy to get hit or close to being hit and stare at the pitcher. All of a sudden, it's on. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, happens with Yankees Red Sox.
No doubt. Do you see Boone feeling any pressure yet?
Pressure as far as what?
Just the fact that they're
might get fired?
No. Fact that they're – no, he's not getting fired now, but – you know, maybe if George was here, he would be. But, I mean, you know, just the fact that they're off to a 6-7 start with all the expectations, that's all.
Yeah, he's certainly not thrilled about it. I think the defense hasn't been good. There have been some injuries that he's had to overcome early. And we talked about the pitching stuff. Some of the hitters are finally looking like they're starting to get going a little bit. You know,
Sanchez.
Judge has gotten off to a really good start. Gardner's been on a run.
Right.
Sanchez and Stanton have shown you that maybe they're ready to put some streaks together here. I think Aaron Boone's disappointed that they're not winning games. I don't think he's a guy that tends to, is going to look at this as, oh, I feel pressure. Boone talked about this the other day, how his general feeling really has always been about looking at the long view of things and not getting caught up in, oh, today is a must-win type of thing. And I thought about Aaron Boone's career as a Yankee, as a player, and how that kind of led to, is kind of indicative of this perspective that he has. You know, when he got traded to the Yankees, he had a pretty forgettable 2 months as a Yankee, as a player. He hit just over .250, hit six homers in 2 months, nothing crazy. And in the playoffs, he was 5-for-31.
Yeah, one hit.
He had one big moment. He has one big moment as a Yankee. That's what he's got.
It's true.
It. I mean, he his even keel approach, he did almost nothing for 2.5 months and then hit the home run that everyone will talk about in forever and ever. So when you talk about, does he feel pressure starting 6 and 7? I mean, he's disappointed, but I don't think it's going to change his approach to what he's doing.
Sweeney, we appreciate it, my friend. Thank you very much.
See you, Sweeney.
Hey guys.
Sweeney on the Yankees. They begin what they hope is a 3-game series in Detroit against the Tigers. And for all the Yankee reporters, for all of you, all right, who spent an entire month in Tampa giggling and laughing about how nice it is, boo-hoo, you're in Detroit, we're in New York.
Boston, too.
We win this one.
And Boston, too.
And Boston, too. Oh, what a shit. You had a month in Tampa.
Right.
Cry me a
river. Not to mention opening day snowed out.
That's right. That's right.
Don't forget that.
Paybacks are you-know-what.
Yeah, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.